Sorry, it wasn't going live. Hello, everybody, and welcome to What the Crap. It's the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Yale Props. I'm Ronnie. Guess who I'm with? It's Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm extremely excited for today's episode, so I'm doing well.
Well, everybody, this is a Crappens on Demand recap of Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip Season 1, Episode 5. Do me a favor, listeners, and if I'm too quiet on these videos, let me know, because we've been playing with our volumes a little bit, and I saw people saying I was too quiet, which I really have never heard in my life, so I adjusted it. So let me know if there's still an issue, all right? In other
Sounds
news,
good to me.
We've got live shows starting in January, so go get your tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com. We will be starting in New York City January 27th, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
And we'll be going to Jersey that weekend, Boston. We've got a really fun schedule, 21 cities. Go find your city and your tickets. All tickets are already on sale. Go get them at watchwhatcrappens.com. Crappens on Demand, like I said. Also, for our bonus videos and these videos, go to watchwhatcrappens.com/Patreon. What the fuck? Patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And the links are on our website too, though. Never fear.
Yes, you can find links for all of our stuff there. So go there.
It's everywhere.
We're doing Selling Sunset season 4 recaps on our bonus episodes. So those are super fun. We love recapping that show. So those are on the bonus episodes. And this week, also on bonus, we did a Real Housewives of Salt Lake City recap. So that was fun. And then I think that's pretty much it for that. Oh, yeah. Take a seat. That's every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific and 10 p.m. Eastern. And that is over on the Green Room app by Spotify. So just download that. It's free. Come join us. Ben Mandelker, Ronnie Karam. Take a seat. Okay. We talk.
All the
talk.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it's a great time. So thanks, everybody. And thanks for being here. Now let's get into Real Housewives Ultimate
Whoa.
Girls Trip, otherwise known as...
Housewives on the island, baby.
Housewives on the island, baby. So get the bodies on it. What an episode. Oh, my God. Everyone was saying episode 5. You're never like, whoa. Whoa about episode 5. And it was a big whoa. It was like a – it was a lot. I mean, not a complaint. It was like, wow, this episode, it just keeps going and in such a terrible direction. And I knew it was going to be good. Because they didn't linger at the breakfast table like normal. Like normally they have a conversation over breakfast where they talk about like, oh, well, you know, my favorite fruit is pear. I have so many friends. Fans just send me pears from across the world. It's like, okay. But today they just went out. They went out the door. So we knew the drama was going to be starting hot and heavy.
Well, not without, did this start with Luann doing her face spray and Kyle's face cream. We're seeing everybody's different things. And then Tree, like, just kissing her card from Louie, like, and Ramona and Kyle are, like, besties now. So they go into the confessional together. Ramona's like, oh, my God, look at you. You look like you're ready to jump on someone's bones. Okay?
Whoa. Whoa, you're about to go hump someone at a black tie gala, very easy access. Okay, I'm not calling you a slut. I'm actually praising you for being a slut. I wish I could be a slut just like that. I'm gonna cry about it later. Okay.
Yeah. So they talk about how much fun the pajama party was, and we see clips of that, and clips of Ramona peeing herself, and then the producer asks Kyle what she thinks of Luann doing the shot off of Michael the Butler, and she's like, "Oh my God, we don't do that in Beverly Hills." In this town,
that's not how we do shots. So then Luann is on Luann cam, aka her cell phone, and she's like, oh, well, this morning I woke up and walked in the kitchen and saw Michael's mom, and I had a walk of shame moment where I thought, oh, how shameful that she doesn't even know my music. Oh, it's terrible.
So she goes in the kitchen and she's, you know, the mom's like, how was your night?
It was fine.
So then Kenya's doing her makeup in the bathroom, and Ramona is still talking to Kyle. And Ramona's like, you know what? It's like, Kenya and I just wasn't gelling with her like everybody else, okay?
Yeah. She's like, you know what? And like sometimes I feel like she's seeing certain things to make me react. Okay. But so like what I'm doing is unlike me, but it's like it's doing it and it's really working. Okay. I'm zipping it. I'm zipping it. When she says something that's a little negative, I'm just like, you know, zip it. I zip. I'm like Beetlejuice, okay? I'm like Beetle. Or as I like to call it, Luann juice, because she's basically like a beetle, okay?
You can say that again. Love is all you need. Not that kind
of yesterday.
So I love that Ramona starts every episode of this show going, you know what? Today, I'm just going to zip it, okay? I'm just going to go zip. I'm just going to zip it. Okay. Every single episode.
Yeah. You know what? I've worked on myself and I've come a long way. And, you know, just ask Andy Cohen when he met me 20 years ago. You know, I've done a complete 180. I'm like softer and I'm nicer and I'm warmer and I'm more caring person. Okay. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? I am. I'm a nice person. Okay.
And Kyle's like, you're my partner in crime. We have more fun than anyone else. And so then, you know, Ramona's just cracking up because, Ramona's cracking up because she says she's a kinder, more soft, loving person. And the producer starts cracking up. She's like, why are you laughing? I am. Why are you laughing?
I'm nice, okay?
I was watching The Island, baby!
It just goes into the opening credits.
Can you feel the island fever?
Viva! Viva! I actually watched the opening credits 5 times in a row last night.
So we start with yo, island music, and it's day 5 of 8. And so Michael and the vacuum guy are going through. Wait, is this where the vacuum guy is? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The vacuum guy. And so it's just a mess from the pajama party night. And he's like, oh my God, it feels like we're on day 30, doesn't it, vacuum guy? The vacuum guy's just ignoring him. And he's like, look at this, Boas pee pads. All right, vacuum guy who doesn't care, pretend that we have a relationship. You're going to finish cleaning this, and I'm going to go give the girls the itinerary, all right? Aren't we having fun, vacuum guy? And he's just like, stop fucking talking to me, dude.
Just let me do my fucking job, and I'm going to go, okay? So Melissa's in bed, and Kenya has organized the yacht day for today, and then there's going to be a big dinner tonight that Teresa's going to do. So Kenya's like, ha, Teresa, bring your sexy game. This is a Gone with the Wind fabulous party. Ha!
Has Kenya even seen that movie? Because I know. Everything burns down at the end. Okay. I do not want to go to a Gone with the Wind party. Okay. For many reasons. Okay. Most of them are racist ass like reasons. And also that the whole place burns down at the end. Okay. Doesn't sound like a fun night.
Also, it's like just time to move on to another catchphrase. I mean, she's really milked this thing for a very, very long time. And I'm saying this as someone who likes milking things for a very, very long time. So then Ramona's in the mirror. She's looking herself in the mirror. She's like, whoa, I think this looks like yachting. And she's doing this dance where she's sort of like, she's like moving her hands like up and down. Like she almost has 2 Family Feud buzzers on each side of her. And she's just hitting them left and right. Like, oh. Whoa, whack-a-mole with Family Feud, okay?
Yachting chic, yachting chic,
yachting chic,
yachting chic, yachting chic. Yachting chic. So Teresa and Melissa are having breakfast, and Teresa's like, oh my God, the muffins, I can't wait the muffins, oh my God.
It's like, Teresa, that's just one of Louis' cards. Oh, whoops. So the ladies
like, I have a muffin every day, but I feel like I just need carbs because I'm not having carbs. I just can't wait to eat tonight because I want some of your food, Teresa.
I just love to eat. I eat carbs all the time and have this body. That's what I'm saying. So now they head off to the yacht and
let's go, girls. Cynthia, you coming? You know, in the wise words of Shania Twain's, let's go, girls. Bum, bum, ba, da, da, da. Cabaret. Yes. Thank
so
you.
They
Thank
start you. Piling into the vans, and Kenya's like, it smells like someone's trying to cover up poop smell in here. What is that? It smells like poop smell. And then the editors cut to Ramona's face in the other car, like,
it's so team. Shady.
Yacht team.
But also when she says that, Kyle is in the backseat putting lotion on her face. So like the fact that she says it smells like someone's trying to cover up poop smell and Kyle is literally smearing something on her face is also a funny visual.
So Kyle, Kenya, Melissa, Luann are in a van, and Kenya's like,
So why do we all look so great except one person who looks like they don't fit in?
And everyone's like, oh, geez, here she goes. And Luann's like, Ramona? Is it Ramona? Oh, it's Ramona. She looks like she's going to a rock and roll concert.
Oh, one of those day class A things with people, men with long hair or unshaven with fireworks. That's not what you call music. I'll tell you what's real music. Billy Stritch on the keys. Hit it, boys. Real music is cabaret, and cabaret is real.
Line. So Kyle's like, do you mean her outfit, or what are you talking about? And the man's like, well, I just love to travel dressed, personally. I mean, and Kenny goes, me too. I mean, it's so unsophisticated to get on a plane in flip-flops and leggings.
So unpolished. Could you imagine getting on a plane in shorts and leggings and not even wearing a Giovanni evening gown? Could you imagine not even wearing a single sequin onto an airplane? It's ridiculous.
And Kenya's like, my nanny really embarrassed me so much. We're flying private, and you're wearing flip-flops and looking crazy and wearing a logo shirt. You know, I had to write up a whole travel thing for her.
And Kyle tells us, I don't know that there's like a, I didn't know there was a whole special attire for a nanny to wear on a private jet. And this is honestly one of the most unrelatable conversations I've ever had. And I'm from Beverly Hills. So you see what I just did? I just made myself relatable by talking about things that are unrelatable. God, I love me.
And then adding that I'm from Beverly Hills. We know, Kyle. Jesus. Yeah.
Also, I have to say, I liked when they were talking about like people, you know, getting onto airplanes looking like slobs. And Luann goes, oh, elegance is learned. That's a quote from one of my hit songs. I'm so glad we have this in-joke together.
Twirl, Luann, twirl.
You've got elegance is learned and Chic Say Libby all over the place. And twirl, girl, twirl. This cast is starting to get like a dinner theater. You know, it's like, here's Mitzi Gaynor with all of her best songs.
So, well, there's no excuse to not look cute, you know? So now they arrive at Blue Haven Marina, and they get on this yacht. It's an 80-foot yacht, and Ramona's like, you know what? The bigger, the better sometimes, okay?
Yeah, I love the way you roll. We got the, what do you, line. We got the boat. Yacht. What's the line again? Yacht!
I can't believe she didn't pull out a, we got the yacht, girls. Can you believe it?
Because she loves quoting herself.
Yeah, so Ramona's like, you know what? This is like 80 feet. Okay, you know what? The bigger the better. Sometimes. So Kenya says it's going to be a rich bitch yacht day. And Kenya says, watch your step. And then Cynthia trips over the step. Poor Cynthia. Yeah. It's just not going well for her. So no, then Kenya explains to us what a rich bitch is. Because none of us know. We're all too poor to really understand what the term rich bitch means. So Kenya's like,
a rich bitch is a girl who saved a couple of coins and she can sprinkle them around. I believe in self-care. Self-care in this instance is a yacht.
So then the margaritas come out and everything, and Ramona does a toast to Kenya, and they're like, woo! And then they like walk around, and Luann then trips where Cynthia trips. She goes, oh, damn it. All right. I'm going to need some asshole to fix that. I mean, you can't just have cabaret stars walking around falling on their faces, can you?
And Ramona is really trying to kiss Kenya's butt this whole time. It's like, well, yes. A yacht? What a great idea, Kenya. Well, you had the best idea of anybody I've ever heard of, guy. Like, everything Kenya does, Ramona's like,
whoa, Kenya, great idea, great toast.
So then they're just like, now they're just like sort of sunning and relaxing. And then a boat of paparazzi comes motoring up. And Kyle's like, oh my God, guys, you know, I'm sure some people like the idea of paparazzi following you, but I personally don't like the idea of someone watching me shove a cheeseburger in my face. The last thing that I want is to be photographed while I'm being filmed for television.
Also, Kyle's saying that when you literally had Fatburger at your every party that you had filmed on TV for how many years? And one of the most famous gifts of Kyle is eating a hamburger.
Yes. Exactly. So then, of course, Kyle, who just hates when the paparazzi take photos of her, the first thing she does is she starts preening for the camera. She goes, let's give them something to talk about, ladies. Kyle, so hypocritical.
Yeah. So then Melissa's like, spread those legs. And they're like posting pictures and dancing. And it starts raining. And
by the way, did you notice? I'm sorry to interrupt. Did you notice that when in Kyle trying to preen, she gives Luann, she's like, here, Luann, can you hold my drink? I was like, now, see, this is how you get in trouble. Kyle, for all Kyle is talking about, like, oh, I hate when they watch us. You just set Luann up, you know, tabloids. Luann de Lesseps caught drinking on a yacht, right? Holding Kyle's drink.
Yeah, and Kyle's like, whoops. So then some of them go in, but Luann and Kyle stay outside. And Kyle's like, I love the rain. It fills up my margarita. God is my bartender. And Luann's like, oh, Kyle, we should go downstairs because this was hot for about 2 seconds. All right, let's go. So they
that
go
is
in.
So, by the way, that is so Kyle Richards to, like, make God her servant.
Yeah.
Like God's my bartender. I was like, of course, Kyle. Of course, Kyle, you're going to do that.
Because I just can't make a margarita in this town.
So then they go in and Luann's like, are you kidding? This is nothing compared to our trip to Cartagena. That was the Titanic. Missing Leo DiCaprio, of course. Oh, honey. Divided by three, you're too young for Leo DiCaprio. Okay.
Yeah. Ramona goes, Cartagena? Oh, my God. I almost died there. I almost died. And, of course, then we get, like, a shot of him. Like, ah! The buckets and all that good stuff.
So Ramona's like, you know what? Very excited about the food menu. The squash soup. Wow, Kenya. Whoa. Everything you chose on the menu is amazing, Kenya. What?
This is the best menu we've had all lunchtime, okay? So then Ramona's taking more shots, and she's being nice. She's trying to be really nice to the server. She's like, you know what? I don't want to overwhelm you. You've been very good. I may even tip you, but I just want another shot in my glass. Could you do that for me, please? Thank you. I love all your work, Mr. Servant.
And Kyle's like, yeah, I think that someone talked to Ramona because she's talking crazy to the servers. I don't want to overwhelm you. And so Ramona's like, you know what? It's because I see myself on TV. And I think, oh, my God, I look so rude.
You know what? You become more self-aware. All it takes is about 12 years, and then you change a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And Cynthia's like,
Cynthia flares her eyes and we get a, and the man goes, well, that isn't always true. I mean, Ramona's notorious for treating the staff badly. It's just, you know what? It's not true. Don't make up things that aren't true, man.
I'm not making up shit, Ramona, okay? And Ramona goes, well, you're accusing me of something. Well, I'm not accusing you of anything. You're notoriously rude to people in the house. And by house, I'm not talking about the general audience that's before a stage. Of course, that's reserved for stage performers like myself. I'm talking about people specifically in an actual house.
Well, let her respond. Cynthia's like, let her respond, okay? She goes, well, I was going to give her a compliment and say she's gotten better about it.
You know what? Sometimes I go into my own world. It's like that song that Aliden sang. It was like, a whole new Ramona's world, a fabulous place that Mario wishes he were in. Because when I'm way up here with Avery, my dear, there's nowhere like a place where I'm on a carpet.
And so Kyle's like, were you an only child, Ramona? She goes, no, you know what? I'm just the only one that still looks like a child, okay? Because I'm ageless, okay? And she goes, my mother gave me lots of love, but she also told all of us kids that we were mistakes. And Kenny goes, yeah, but my mother has never even looked at me in the eye my entire life or acknowledged me being in a room, and I don't speak to people like that. Which... Kenya's been pretty fucking rude to staff in my memory. Remember that
in this town,
locked herself in the bathroom
at the barbecue place. Yeah, Kenya has some nice revisionist history going on this episode. I also like her combination of saying like I act like a woman and I'm gonna one up your motherly trauma story at the same time.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, it's a mommy trauma story. Jeez.
But it also explains why Ramona really triggers Kenya. I mean, Ramona would trigger anyone, but especially like this older, dismissive lady. That's like pure Kenya trigger points right there, right? So then Kyle tries to then one up, and Kyle goes, "Well, my mom raised us that like since we were little, like we'd go into a store and try on everything because we were basically very famous." And we had to go make our own beds, and we had to wash our own cars because we did own cars at 9. Yeah, because, again, success. And, you know, my mom, like, that was traumatic for us being so well-behaved.
And Melissa's like, Ramona, are you just stressed out? And Kenya's like, Melissa. She goes, well, she's giving me crazy eyes over here. What? I'm just asking her if she's stressed out. She goes, you disrespect everyone while they're talking, Melissa. She goes, sorry, I heard the story you're telling, but go ahead, tell us. She goes, oh, are you pulling a Ramona? We've heard the story before.
You know, Kenya actually said, please respect everyone while they're talking, which is funny because Ramona was actually starting to talk about her own personal trauma about her mother, and Kenya interrupted to talk about her trauma instead, which is kind of a funny twist there.
Yeah. So Melissa's like, geez, it's not that serious. And Cynthia goes, well, today's not the first day it's happened, okay, Melissa? Now listen, we've all talked over each other, and there are times when I wanted to say something where I'm like, yeah, it's hard to get a word in. It's like, I love that you over-talk her, talking about over-talking.
Yeah, and she goes, you know, and someone goes, well, actually, when I was a little girl, and then it's like, didn't you hear me, like, fucking talking? And poor Cynthia, they didn't even bother to roll the footage of Kenya talking over her from, like, the two episodes ago.
Right, because Cynthia's, like, jumping in to stand up for Kenya, but she's really mad about Kenya doing that to her at the other dinner. So Cynthia's, like, misplacing a lot.
Yeah, she's like, sometimes you just have to be aware that, like, several people have just been, you know, I've seen a lot of people have been interrupted. Like, some people may, for instance, have a very vital anecdote about judging a beauty pageant in the Philippines, and maybe they wanted to share that story, and maybe they got interrupted several times. Just saying, just thinking out loud.
She goes, yeah, how many times have I started a conversation and someone's like, well, when I was a little girl, I'm like, I love that you're just like taking everyone's childhood trauma and just being like, I wanted to talk about judging Miss Philippines. How dare you?
I know. That was the hardest thing I ever had to do in my life. Well, you know what? My mother said I was a mistake.
And Carl just goes, I don't even know who's mad at who right now, because everyone's getting mad at each other for reasons that don't really make sense. You've got like Kenya anti-Melissa all of a sudden. It seems to come out of nowhere. And then yeah. Cynthia anti. Oh, it's crazy.
So but also, I would just want to point out that Kyle does like a slow burn, and Kyle is still really upset about that game night where Cynthia got mad at her. So Kyle's revenge is that she is slowly trying to make Cynthia seem like a crazy person / like no fun, because Cynthia says, listen, I just want people to be more mindful because I want to hear what everyone has to say. And then Melissa and Kyle are like, wow, she's so serious. Wow, look how serious Cynthia is. She's so serious. Like, you guys are just trying to like, this is just part of the plan to put Cynthia in a box, like out of the group, right?
I don't think so. I think Cynthia is being really serious, and I don't understand where she's even coming from. Like, you're not even in this conversation, and why are you anti-Melissa? Are you anti-Melissa because Melissa's with Kyle? Like, Melissa didn't do anything. She just said, God, Ramona, are you, like, she didn't, I don't even understand why anybody's mad. I think Cynthia's doing a lot of this to herself on this trip, and she kind of admits it later.
Someone asked me, and I forget who asked me, I think it was one of our friends, I apologize, or maybe it was one of our listeners, I'm really sorry to whoever asked this, but they actually had like a pretty good theory, which is wondering whether or not Cynthia knew she was not coming back to Atlanta already. Like, if she had an inkling, like, could that have fueled maybe frustrations on her end?
That's a good question. I really don't know. It seemed like this show... it was probably like her last ditch effort, because I think if she had already been fired, she probably wouldn't have been on it, right? Because they don't have any housewives on this one. So it seems like this was like her last ditch effort, and it's like without Kenya, like what are you gonna have, really, you know?
So yeah,
it seems like Kenya was like done with her, especially after all this fighting, and got rid of her.
Yeah.
helped get rid of her.
So Cynthia's basically like, guys, I just like be more mindful. And then Kyle turns to Kenya and goes, Am I getting red? Is this a read? It's like, no, it's not a read.
Yeah. Melissa's like, well, listen, I think it's fair to say that we all need more self-awareness and we're all attention whores. And Cynthia goes, I've never been called an attention whore, actually. And she goes, oh my God, you take everything so serious. She goes, well, after 5 days, you probably notice that, hey, you know, Cynthia isn't one that's jumping for the spotlight.
I mean, would an attention whore be a model? Would an attention whore dedicate her life to walking down a runway, a small strip of platform with an entire room taking pictures of them? I do not think so.
Yeah. So Melissa's like, I receive her. Get it? I receive it. I didn't really get it.
And Cynthia's just like muttering. She's so angry. She's like
rude as hell.
I love this Cynthia. I wish this is the Cynthia we always had. Just like cranky and just so annoyed at everyone around her.
Yeah, so she's like, you know, they can't respect someone while they're talking. I mean, if I can just get through these last 3 days and go home, child. So then we see the boat, and it looks like there's a little baby shark by the boat. So I was like, yeah, jump in, Kyle. Jump, Kyle.
But so I'm not even going to – I'm not going to guess and that because I'm afraid I'll break into song. So so Kyle, of course, goes up to Cynthia and is like, oh, Cynthia, is everything okay? She's like, we're good. We're good. Oh, my God. I have a running joke about this, by the way, because, like, when Erica Girardi is pissed and when we say, like, how's everything? She always says, we're good. We're good. So so are you mad at me?
She's like, we are good. And Kyle's like, listen, I know we're good means that we're not good, but I'm just going to keep my mouth shut because I just want to get through this.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then we hear some whistles, and there's a guy boat passing their boat. And they're like, yeah, blah, 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 blah,
blah. So and Luann's like, is that a boat full of guys? Do they know my music?
And Ramona's like, oh my God, I haven't seen that many guys since college. Well, like, really? That's quite a memory you got there.
I know. She's like, oh, turtle time. Whoa, look at all those men. I just wish I could be a slut like Luann, sleep with all of them, okay?
Yeah, they're all shouting out their greatest hits. Ramona's screaming turtle time. And Ramona's like, you know what? I don't know if I'm good at flirting, but I'm very charismatic, okay? Men like attention, and I'm very outgoing and friendly, and men respond to that.
So then, now it's time for Kenya to have a game, okay? And let's also point out that in the chaos that ensues, Ramona is truly awful and is pretty much like 99.9% wrong with all of it. But let's not also forget that Kenya here has a very, very toxic game, and then she acts surprised that it becomes so toxic.
And immediately starts it with Ramona, too.
She just goes right for the trigger points that she knows are trigger points, right?
Yeah.
So she's like, ha, well, we all have said some shady things about each other on our own shows. And I had my little assistant who was dressed so embarrassingly on the airplane do some research and get me some cards of things we have said on our respective shows that could be considered quite shady.
Whoa, I'm in trouble. Oh, shit. So Melissa's like, oh, Kenya, you know this is going to do nothing but make us bark. And so Kenya's like, it's going to be fun. And Cynthia's like, stir the pot. Stir the pot, girl. Stir the pot. So the game is called Who Said That? So each of you will pull a card. She just reads the rules, basically, right?
Yeah.
So then Ramona's like, oh, my God, I thought this game. So
this game is almost as good as that lunch menu, Kenya. You were a great hostess, okay?
Yeah. So the first clue is, I try for years to be able to trust, but what girlfriend calls up your ex asking for more information? She focuses more on my life than her life. She needs to focus. So Cynthia guesses Ramona to Luann, and Melissa guesses Luann about Ramona, which is correct, of course.
Yeah. So Luann's like, well, it was Ramona who called all of Tom's ex-girlfriends. I mean, Tom is really, really surfacing big time on this show. And Ramona's like, you know what? Because Luann had only met him for 3 months, and he sent beautiful Cartier bracelets to all three of his fucking girlfriends besides her. And I go, this is not good, okay?
So why? He married her.
Teresa's all mad now. And Luann goes, that's right, he sure did. And Luann tells us, the point isn't that he gave some girl jewelry, it's that Ramona called to try and dig up dirt on me. In retrospect, was it wrong about Tom? No, but it was wrong of Ramona. Ha ha!
You know what? Guys are dogs, okay? My brother was a dog before he met Melissa, and I'm not saying that she's that makes her a bitch or anything like that, but what I'm saying is that she has very low standards and married a dog, okay? And that's my brother. You know, I don't care. I'll throw him on the bus. Basically, they're both bullshit people.
Well, you know what? This guy was a dog when he married her. That's it.
She goes, well, she's not wrong, but who digs like that? Who does it? And Teresa's like,
you shouldn't have did that. You shouldn't have did that.
Teresa's yelling. She's very upset about this. You know what? He was fucking three other girls when she met him, okay?
And Kyle's like, no, Ramona. No, Ramona. We're not going to do that. Just, you know what? I'm a girl's girl, and I will protect any one of you, okay? And then Kenya falls down laughing. She falls over, cracking up.
Just, you know what? Don't laugh, Kenya. It's all fucking true, okay? She took Tom away from another girl, by the way. I'm a girl's girl, but let me tell you about how Luann stole Tom from another girl, okay? I'm going to protect all of you by airing out all the gossip about you right now, okay?
Carl's like, but she loved him. She goes, she fucked him the first night she met him. That's it. She did.
Bum, 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 bum. And then Luann is like, what did you say? What did you say?
She goes, I don't know if I said anything, actually. She goes, I don't know if I don't even know if I said anything. She goes, you just said I fucked who?
Oh, well, you went to bed with him the first time you met him, slut.
That's right. Yeah, I did. But is that my prerogative to kiss and tell? Or is it your prerogative to kiss and tell? I'm telling you the same thing I told Bobby Brown. It's my prerogative, bitch.
Everybody's talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live? Okay, I don't need commission to make my own decisions. That's my prerogative, Ramona.
And Teresa's like, you shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have did it. You shouldn't have did that.
And Ramona goes, you know what?
What?
Go ahead.
I was saying, you know, it's like every little step I take, Ramona will be there. Every little breath I make, she will be there. That's all.
I'll be watching, okay?
So she's like, we're on a reality show. She goes, well, you will never, ever, 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 ever.
She's like, why would you descend into that?
And Ramona goes, you know what? Own it, Luann. Just own it. And Luann's like, I did. I did own it. I did sleep with him the first night. And then guess what? I married him on the second night. So put that in your pipe and smoke it, loser.
Don't be cruel, Ramona. Don't be cruel.
So then, Luann's like, you will never, ever fucking change. And then she takes the card and just shoves it right into Ramona's bathing suit. Like, you won't change, okay? She's like, whoa, but what's wrong with, you know, what's wrong with you fucking on the first night, okay? What's wrong with it? Yeah, oh, yeah, you said that. They married him. And right, I married him.
She changes it around. Like, whoa, what's wrong with that? That, you know, that's good. What I'm saying is, it's good that you fucked him on the first night. It was a compliment, okay? And so Kyle's like, well, don't say that about the man that she married. And Ramona goes, but he fucked everybody, okay? And Kyle's like, don't say that. It hurts your friend. Oh, well, she's a girl's girl. Haven't you heard, Kyle? She goes, yeah, you know what? I'm a girl's girl, and I warned you about Tom. I warned you about Tom, okay?
I'm lost in my notes. I can't tell where you are. Oh, there it is. So Kyle's like, well, we're making a show, but honestly, it broke her heart. You know, you've added salt to the wound.
Yeah, Kyle, don't tell her any of your secrets, okay? Because she'll fucking throw you under the bus, okay? Don't tell her the secrets.
She'll throw a bus under you, all right? And she's like, I don't play like that. You know, there's some things that you don't discuss. Like, and when you do, you sleep with a horse's head. Blink, blink, blink. I'm just kidding. It's from The Godfather.
And then Kyle's like, so Ramona, I mean, how many times have you had sex with people on the first date? Like, as in, like, don't, like, throw stones in a glass house. Never, okay? Because I don't give a fuck. You know, I want to do that, okay? I want to be like her, okay? That's what I'm trying to say. I want to be like her. I want to embrace my sexuality. I want to have so much sex. You know what my two dreams are? To be Jewish and to be a slut. I want to be a Jewish slut, and I just can't do it, okay? I can't do it.
And then she's doing her pretend crying where she just blinks really hard going, but I want to be a slut. I just want to be like the wind, okay? And Kyle's like, oh my God, she's just throwing out little jabs. But she's throwing behind a trail of hurt feelings. So Ramona's like, I just want to be like
when? Ah.
So Kyle's like, well, Luann, she says she just wants to be like you and raise her sexuality. And Kenny's like, that's a crock of shit.
Yeah. As Ramona then, Ramona just goes, fuck you. And then it's like, dun, dun, dun. And then Kenya gets exactly what she's been waiting for, to be fair. She's like, who the fuck do you think you are, Ramona? I'm like, saying fuck you to somebody is so crazy. I've never heard that before on Housewives. So she's like, you don't talk to me like that. You called me a bitch the first time we met. And Ramona's like, yes, yes.
You know what? I don't remember, really. And it's like, and now you're trying to come for me on my own boat? Do you want your ass thrown over? Fine. Throw me over, baby. Throw me over. What is wrong with you? You're a fucking asshole. And I've been so good. Now Ramona's doing that thing as if like she never did anything wrong. So now she's doing like she's cowering like a sweet little innocent to make Kenya seem more like a crazy person, you know?
And Kenya's like, you want us to treat you like a queen, but you act like a peasant. You have insulted every person here. She goes, I've not insulted anyone. She goes, Teresa, did she insult you? Teresa's like, yeah. You know what? And I was like, I'm not a meatball. Why are you putting salt on me? You know? She like insulted me. I didn't like that.
She told me I was a tin man, but I was like, you know, I'm a tin woman. Like, why you call me a man, but I'm a woman? So, like, I was like, don't call me a tin man when I'm a woman, you know?
So then Kenya's like, and Cynthia, what, did she insult you? And Cynthia's like, let me get back to you.
Yeah. And Kenya's like, okay, who else did she insult here? And Ramona goes, you know what? Can we just keep it moving? Okay. And she goes, no, what you're not going to do is insult me. And Ramona's like, you know what? I don't like your finger in my face. She goes, yes, I am pointing my finger at you.
Well, I've had too much tequila because I thought it would help me become a slut like Luann, but all it's done is get me into trouble.
So Kenya's like, she kind of turns to Kyle. She's like, I need more tequila. And then Kenya grabs her arm. Right. And Kenya grabs her arm to pull her back. And then the drink, you know, splatters or whatever, falls everywhere. And then Ramona's like, oh, shit, you know, because, you know, yeah. Kenya hates when anybody lays hands on anybody on these shows.
I know. That's the thing. Anybody. Don't put, you know, for these shows, there's always so much talk about, like, you laid a hand on me when it's even if it's just like the smallest pinky, you laid a hand. And Kenya's actually now done it. But Ramona doesn't care about that. She's just like, oh. And then so Kenya's like, she's like, you're just extremely disrespectful. You are not going to tell me what to do. Talk to me. Look at me. I was like, whoa, she pushed me. She pushed me. Whoa. And I was just about to become a slut, but now I have to go back into my shell, okay?
And so Kyle's like, well, we don't need to touch each other. And Melissa's like, wow, that girl can go from 0 to 100. I just don't think she needs to go that far. And Kenya's still screaming, she's a fucking mess. And Kyle's like, wow, I've only seen the sweet side of Kenya. But in this town, I'm starting to see what everyone else has warned me about.
I actually did not like this line of commentary from the women acting like Kenya was the only one who would ever do this. When actually we have seen Teresa like switch on a dime like this. We've seen all of them switch on a dime like this for the most part. But they're kind of acting like Kenya is like the one, like maybe not Cynthia, but like they're acting like Kenya's, ooh, look at her. She's crazy. She's dangerous. I'm like, you guys
no,
all.
No, I don't think they are. I think they're just asking the ladies, what do you think of when Kenya grabbed Ramona? And they're like, well, geez. Because Kenya is going really hard at Ramona. Now, Ramona's an asshole. And I know that Ramona's like the villain that everyone's against. But Kenya is coming hard for Ramona. She has been the whole season. But it's also someone just calling Ramona out on her shit.
Yeah.
Too. So, like, I'm not anti-Kenya. I didn't look at this and think, like, oh, my God, I can't believe Kenya touched her. I don't really think it was that big of a deal.
No, but I don't
think Kenya's getting really a villain at it. I mean, I think on any other show, they would have made a
She's
huge,
not getting a villain at it.
They would have made a huge deal about this little, you know, the little touch or whatever.
She's not getting a villain at it. I just think it's funny that the women are like, oh, my God, look how angry she just got. Like you all get this angry when you get pushed, right? So Kenya's was like, I don't know what you've heard about me, but everything is true, bitch. And Ramona's like, you know what? I apologize for disrespecting you. And then she makes this face like, oh, like a totally insincere face. Like it was not an apology whatsoever.
Yeah. And Kyle's like, well, let's start over, everybody. Let's just start over.
And Teresa's like, I'm not going to stand for her disrespecting Annie.
Luann.
Right. I'm going to have that, all right? And Kenya's like, you are fucking peasant trying to be a queen. I'm an icon. I'm an icon. Like, Kenya's just like, she's going crazy over Ramona saying fuck you to her. When Kenya was the one jumping in the biz, this show. I mean,
when Kenya was the one crazies. Who called Tanya the C word on Atlanta. So then Ramona's like, she's like, you know what? But I'm a very successful woman. And Kenya says, you need to keep cleaning this boat, peasant. Which I thought was also funny considering they just had this moment where it was like, oh, I would never talk to the staff. I would never be so disrespectful to the staff that way. You're a peasant. Clean the boat, you stupid peasant. I'm a queen. I'm like, you know, it's the same thing, basically.
Right. So then Kyle's like, guys, come on. So Cynthia's like, oh, no. First of all, you're not snatching a drink out of my hand. And second, who calls somebody a peasant? I think I'd rather be called a bitch than a peasant. That just hit different.
I think I'd rather be called a peasant than a bitch, because the bitch says more about your personality. A peasant's just the job that you have. So Kenya is like, she's like, you are not going to speak to me that way. Well, I didn't do anything, okay? I didn't do anything. So now they're trying to like, Cynthia's trying to pull Kenya away, which you know Kenya probably hated that. Kenya probably saw that as a moment of disloyalty. So she's just trying to be like, hey, Kenya, she's got it, babe. She's got it. She's like, no, she doesn't. She's got it, babe. She's got it. She's got it. So they're trying to sort of like calm down the situation.
Yeah. And Kyle's like, Ramona, just say you're sorry. She's like, you know what? I'm sorry. Push everyone's buttons. I can't drink anymore, okay? And Kenya's, you know, saying, you have no decorum. She goes, you know what? You have a thing for me. I just don't understand why. And Kenya's like, you came for me first.
Yeah. She's like, I graciously said, you know what? I'm going to give her another chance. You know what? You are so wrong. You know what? I don't fall for these games. Then Luann is like, well, now you know what I've had to deal with for so many years. The real victim, Luann de Lesseps.
And Kenya says, I'm not from New York, honey. This is the dirty South. And so Kenya's like, okay, let me stop now. Let me just stop. So she walks off. And Ramona's like, you know what? She's like, I'm a really great girlfriend. Why is everyone so mean to me? And Kenya's like, you're now a victim. You're not the victim. And Ramona's like fake crying. She goes, you know what? I said fuck you like a friend, okay? Not like fuck you to the dry cleaner when the dry cleaner's late. That's like a, you know, it's like a the help fuck you. You know, this was like a friend fuck you.
So Kenya's like, you know what? She's not going to disrespect me to my face. Bitch. She walks up and goes, bitch. So then, which is funny because that's what she got. One of the things that she got mad about, Ramona calling her. Right. So she's basically like, she basically says the way that Ramona talks to her is a trigger for her. And Cynthia is like, well, you can't kick her off the boat. She goes, don't tell me what to do. We're feeding her to a shark right away.
And she goes, well, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying it's not the right decision, I don't think. And Kenya says she's triggered because her husband was nasty and dismissive in the same way that Ramona is, and she won't do it anymore. And so she's like, Kenya, or she goes, Cynthia, she did disrespect you, and you didn't say anything when I called you, when I called on you about it. It's like, I called you to raise your hand, and you did nothing. How dare you? And Cynthia's like, when did she disrespect me? And Kenya just walks off going, I can't fight everyone's battles.
And then we see the flashback of the thing that Ramona did to Cynthia, which is that Cynthia tried to speak. Everyone says, whoa, I'm speaking, okay? Little did Cynthia realize that she just had to wait a few more hours and then she would have a perfect piece of evidence for this fight.
Yeah, so Cynthia's like, did she come for me and I forgot? Because I don't remember that. Just remind me because I don't remember. So then Ramona is upstairs on the boat with Melissa and Kyle. And Kyle's like, you can't just say fuck you and like it's playful. And she's like, but she's going for me for like 7 days, okay? You know what? And when I get drunk, I just get like, blah, blah, blah. You know what? Like, I'm just so careful around Kenya. Eggshells Kenya. Eggshells Kenya. That's how I am around Kenya, okay?
Eggshells Kenya. Eggshells Kenya, okay? So Kyle just starts laughing. She's like, I can't help but find this entertaining. Why does she always attack me? I mean, just what, you can't say fuck you to someone, then all of a sudden you're in trouble now? Whoa. So Melissa goes and checks in on Kenya. And, you know, Kenya's like, you know, when I tell you, she better not say a word to me. Like, do not bring her around me.
Yeah. And let's see. So Kenya's like, Where are we? Sorry.
So, well, these
scenes, I'm like, where are
I know it's hard. You get lost. Like, I was like, what is going on? So Melissa's like, can I say something, Kenya? You are very strong and you're very domineering. So Kenny gives her a look because this is starting to, like, you know, teeter over into some stereotypes, right? So Kenya's like, what does that have to do with anything? I mean, she's the aggressor and I react because she said vile things to my face and suddenly now you're so scared?
And she's like, I'm just telling you, she was nervous, you know, she was nervous. She's like, oh, really? You're scared now? So then Kyle and another, still with Ramon on the other side of the boat, is like, so you're going to go down and apologize. She goes, who am I going to apologize to, okay? Just tell me. She goes, to Luann for talking about her sex life and to Kenya for saying, fuck you. And Ramon goes, what? Luann admits it. She admits it. Kyle's like, it's not your place, Ramon.
But I want to do that, okay? I want to be like Luann, okay? It's like those remember those commercials? Like Luann, I want to be like Luann. I want to be like Luann. It's like, no, that's Michael Jordan. Yeah, Luann de Lesseps. That's what you just said, right?
What about that commercial? I just want to be a de Lesseps slut, okay?
I don't want to grow up. I'm a de Lesseps slut. You know, I love that commercial.
So Kyle's like, God, she's like dealing with a child, okay? And Ramona's like, you know what? After a year after leaving my husband's, I had the Simultunes. And they're like, simultaneous? Yeah, I had the simultaneous relationships with two guys. One died, okay? And I like that guy. Kyle's like, one died? And she goes, yeah. You see? What happened, Mark? How could you leave me, Mark?
He died on me. He literally died on me. So then, you know, Cynthia's saying how Ramona shows her ass and just does it again and again and again. And Teresa wants Ramona to stop putting Luann down. And Cynthia's like, listen, guys, you know, we leave on Sunday. We don't have to see Ramona again, but Luann does. Oh, I'm so glad you get to see what I have to go through. Did I tell you about the time that I was backstage at the Gramercy and she would not leave my dressing room? It was horrible. Absolutely horrible. I know you can all relate to that story.
Yeah, well, Luann says let her get away with this for so long that she has a high tolerance. Me, not so much. Clink, 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 clink.
So then Kyle is like, come on, Ramona, let's go over. So Melissa sees them coming, and she's like, they're coming, they're coming. Kenya's like, she better not say anything to me. She better not come anywhere near me. So Kenya walks off, and Kyle's like, but she wanted to talk to Kenya.
Well, it's like, don't try to talk to Kenny on the boat today. So Kyle's like, Ramona, do you have anything you want to say to Luann? Like, I'm sorry. And so Ramona goes over to Luann and takes her hands in like typical Ramona way. And she's like, listen, what? I didn't mean to insult you. I figured since you were already such a big slut, you'd already heard it before. But you know what? I would love to be as sexually free as you and not fear disease. Because you know what? We've seen you have all of them, and your life is great, okay? So you're a total sensual, loose woman who slept with every man, and it's a very fulfilling role for you. And you know what? I just want to be like you. I'm kind of jealous, and I just want to be more. I'm jealous of your sexuality, okay?
All right. Well, thank you for the compliment, Ramona. The point is, it happened, and I forgave you, and I moved on. I mean, that's what life is. You know what? I was right. I knew it was a train wreck for you, and I was very upset for you.
She goes, oh my God, I am done. I am done. Oh my God. Ramona, like her.
So Luann walks off all mad, and Melissa's like, you know what? You didn't own that you were a terrible friend to her. You're making excuses. Ramona's like, you know what? I love making excuses. And Melissa's like, I know, and you need to stop it, and you need to own the fact that you were a shit friend, but guess what? You might change now. Maybe you'll change, you know? You have to make people believe that you want to change.
So it's like, you can't just say it. You have to want to do it. She's like, okay, I mean, so what am I supposed to do? Oh, should I just like open my legs and just see what man comes in? I don't know how Luann does it.
So Ramona's like, Luann says, Ramona doesn't really get messy, but today she's messy. And the drinking sure doesn't help. So unfortunately, I just don't think I'm going to get a real apology. So then Luann and Kenya are talking inside, and Luann says she feels sorry for Ramona. And Kenya's like, I do not feel sorry for her. She's aggressive. And she says, well, I do, because she really hasn't grown as a person. Like me, for example.
You know, I grew. I was a bass, and now I'm more of a, still a bass, actually. But listen to me hit this note. Oh, holy night. Okay, we're still growing. Haven't quite grown to where we want to be, but we're growing.
It's like, boom, boom. Whoever is making that noise, please stop. Whales are ramming the side of the boat. Thank
you. Here's my new single, Lamb Curry. Lamb, lamb curry. Lamb, lamb curry. That's what you call growth. I'm a songwriter now.
Boom. Boom. You see, Luann's such a slut, the whales are even trying to mate with her, okay?
Wow, where does the whales know about Luann? Oh my god, they're Jewish whales. Now I feel really excluded.
So now they're jumping off the boat, and Luann jumps off, and Teresa's like,
hey, Luann, can you touch the ground over there?
She's like, we're at sea, Teresa.
And then Kyle's like, oh my god, I want to jump into, hold on, let me change my bathing suit. Like, don't want to get the original one wet. Is that the plan?
And so Kenya tells us, you know, the secret to being a good Real Housewife is you can't let these bitches get you down. I'm like, oh, okay, so bitches is back on the table. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's back. I missed it.
So she wants to now do a TikTok. And so now, so she's getting ready for this TikTok and coordinating. And in the meantime, a Jill Zarin dolphin shows up. It's like, hi, I'm a dolphin. Hi. And Kyle's like, oh my God, it's a shark. It's a shark. God, Kyle.
Yeah. And so then Kenya says she doesn't appreciate Ramona. I can't believe she ruined my yacht party. So she's in solitary confinement on the dinghy. Because they're going to go make the TikTok on the little island or whatever. So they put Ramona in the crew dinghy.
Yeah, which I'm sure the crew loved. So then they get onto this little sandbar and they're going to do choreo for this TikTok thing, which we've all probably seen that TikTok like a million times of them doing this little dance. And the plan is Melissa's doing the choreo and it's like, if the person in front of you goes to the left, then you go to the right and vice versa. And none of them can do it. They're all just like trying. And I have to say, I did not expect the behind the scenes for this TikTok to be as funny as they were.
Yeah, it was really funny. Ramona can't do anything. Like, she doesn't get any of it. She's just doing Thriller. She's like, they're like doing the, you know, like the slide. And she's just going like...
It is just, and then finally at the end, Kenya has to like burst through because she's not getting any camera time because everyone's going the wrong way. So she's like, I'm just gonna walk through this scene.
Yeah. So then they're leaving the yacht saying thank you and everything, and someone's hat flies off. Melissa screams.
Melissa's, I think.
And so yeah. Now they're gonna have Italian night. And so Ramona walks over to the driver and she's like, whoa, my guy, you're my guy, right? Hi, my guy. Hi. It's like, okay. Ramona's back to just being normal, rude Ramona. Like,
yeah.
How nice I am to the staff. Call him my guy. Set up the help.
Yeah. They said I was a peasant. So look at me with my peasant friend. So then now they're back at the villa and Teresa's in the kitchen. She's starting to make the meatballs and everything. And she's making meatballs, making chicken parm and pasta. And she's like, Ramona has volunteered to help Teresa and Teresa does not want this. So she's going to like try to kind of like get Ramona into hair and makeup while she's cooking. But Ramona comes down. She's like, okay, I'm here in my dress because I'm dressed for the night. Okay. And oh my God, it smells good. You got to work, girl. Okay. Smells so good. Look at me. I'm fun. I almost want it now. I almost want it now. Like, you think like maybe I could have some now? Could I have some before it cooks? You think I could have it now?
Of course, that's all Ramona wants. She's wasted, by the way. Her hair is crazy. She's just like, her eyes are like half closing. So Teresa's like, all right, she can try some. She can try some. You know, she's still tipsy. Like, it's funny sometimes, but it can get annoying. So Ramona's yeah. eating, and they just play this sex music while Ramona eats so grossly. She's just
chicken parm. Oh, is this how Luann does it?
So Michael then comes in and he's like, Ramona, we have our hair and makeup. And she's like, well, you know what? I told him to show up at 6 o'clock and now it's 7:30 and I don't feel like doing it now. That's it. That's it. It's 6 o'clock.
And he's like, well, what do you want me to tell them? And Teresa's like, they're here. Come on, get out of here. And so Teresa's like, you know what? They're not in charge of me because I had an appointment and they're supposed to be at 6:30 and now I'm past the point. Okay, my hair looks good. I mean, how bad does my hair look? How bad does it look? It's like, Ramona, you have marinara sauce all in your hair.
It looks really,
there's
really
a meatball over your ears.
And Teresa's like, they're going to charge you anyway. It's just, they can't charge me because it's late. Okay.
And Michael's like, just go get your hair done. She's like,
fine, fine, get it done.
So she walks off. And then Ramona goes into the room, okay? So the makeup or the hair lady is there. And Ramona's like, why didn't you text me? Why? Why didn't you just text me? She's like, I did text you and you didn't answer my text. She's got her phone whipped out. She's like, look, I texted you. She's just, you know what? Let me look. Where's my phone? It's like the lady's just going to have made up texts on her phone. So Ramona just starts going around
now
the house going.
It's 7:32 at this point when Ramona goes downstairs.
Phone? Where's my phone?
Just walking into every room, talking to nobody, basically.
Yeah, and so the woman, Shanique, I believe is her name, she's just up there waiting. And Ramona's now down in the kitchen again. She's like, oh my God, I found my phone. And oh my God, can I have some red wine? I think I'd really like some red wine. So she's basically just like putzing around. As my dad would say, she's kratzing. That's what my dad calls it when you're just not doing what you're supposed to. So she's kratzing around. And then Mike is like trying to get her upstairs, but she's just like lingering in the kitchen. And now it's 7:46 when she finds her phone. And then she's like, you know what? Can I get help from my mic? Can I do this? She's just putting, it's like when she went to go for her tennis appointment. And basically, like, she is wasting this woman's time.
Yes, and everyone's basically, right?
Everyone's.
So she passes the camera guy and she's like, you know what? I need help with my mic. You should put it in my underwear.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So then it's the dinner table. So Teresa's, it looks nice, and Cynthia comes down, and Teresa's like, you look beautiful, Cynthia. And she's like, thank you, but I had an issue because Ramona had my makeup artist, and I'm very annoyed.
Yeah. Cynthia only got 5 minutes with her makeup artist, which is all right because she's not an attention whore or anything. And so Cynthia is pissed. And then Luann comes down and she's wearing like this red thing. And she's like, oh, hi, I wore red for meatballs. Ha, huh, Italian.
So then Teresa's like,
you know what? There's been highs and there's been lows. And there's been skies and there's been grounds. And there's been people who get cards and people who don't get cards. So, okay. Cynthia, you're beautiful inside and out. Kenya, your name is Kenya. And you're beautiful on the outside and also on the inside. And you remind me of me because you're strong like a bull. Kyle, we both got 4 daughters. Ramona's, you're Spitfire. You do rub us the wrong way, but you know what? To know you is to love you. And Luann.
So then she gets to Luann. And she's like,
Luann, I met you a few times, and you're so kind and sweet and lovely. And we got to get you a backbone, but...
What?
Excuse me? I mean, what do you mean? I mean, I've got a backbone.
Did you mean a spotlight? Are you talking about a spotlight?
Lights. Record deal? Spotlight record deal? Is that what you mean? Yes, of course. I do agree with that.
Well, we can't confuse patience with backbones, all right? Because, like, we gotta have people looking out for you.
She goes, oh, well, look at this. Does this look like a girl who doesn't have a backbone?
She goes, I mean, I sit up straight and tall. It's part of Chic C'est La Vie, which is a song of mine. You may find it on the Apple Store. The little things can take you down, but it's best to brush them off. That's a lyric from Chic C'est La Vie. And that's Ramona. I just kind of brush her off. The point is, I have good posture, and you can't have good posture without a backbone. It's like, no, Luann, she doesn't mean like a literal backbone. I mean, what does she think I am, an invertebrate? There's a spine, right? An actual spine.
Is my head standing up, or is it lolling on the floor? That's my question.
Crying out loud.
So Kyle's like, wow, I heard about Teresa's books and I've seen her cooking on Instagram. So, you know, I'm just so glad we get to taste it. Hope it's as good as the salmon I've been making all of my life.
From one chef to another. Bon appetit. Am I right, guys? So then Cynthia's like, okay, I would like to make a pass for Resto Toast. I'd like to make a toast to Teresa. And I'm sorry I'm late. Unfortunately, there was a whole situation with my glam. And apparently, Ramona, you and my glam had a whole, well, you owed her for her services. So Ramona's like, well, you know what? She showed up late. And I said, I don't want you. She was supposed to come at 6 o'clock. And I said, I don't want to be late for Teresa, okay? It's really because I'm such a good friend to Teresa. I'm such a good friend. I want to be here on time, okay?
And then we see clip of 7:14 where Ramona's going, no, you know what? You said, okay, come in here. Let's have a conversation because there's no technology that will allow them to hear through doors. So come in here. Close the door. Okay, listen, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to pay you tonight because you're late and I don't want my hair done now, okay?
And at this point, by the way, it sounds like Cynthia's appointment was supposed to start at 7:30. Okay, so now it's 17 minutes into Cynthia's. And then we see her saying, you know, my glam has nothing. Well, she tells Cynthia, you know what? My glam has nothing to do with your glam. My girl is Emily and your girl is someone else. She's like, but Emily works for my glam and she was coming to collect from you. She's like, yeah. I paid her, okay, but I couldn't pay her much because apparently I'm a peasant. So I just gave her some hay and I said, this is the best I can do, okay?
Yeah, Ramona's such a fucking liar. She says, yeah, I paid her. She says, yeah, but it took a while, Ramona. You had to have a whole conversation about it. And she's like, well, she wanted me to pay her. And I said, send me a bill. And then I said, go to Cynthia. And she just wanted to stay there. So I don't know. You know, ask her why my room is so fun. Ask her why. Because she didn't want to leave. Okay.
Cynthia's like, well, she wanted her money. She goes, well, you know what? I'm not going anywhere. I'm using it for the next 2 days. Don't blame me for you being late, okay? That's wrong. I'm sorry. And Cynthia's like, you are the reason why I'm late because you were having a whole situation because with my makeup artist.
And she goes, 5 minutes. Okay, so now we're like 25 minutes into this.
Clip, 25 minutes. That's just still discussing, right?
Right.
And Cynthia's like, it was not 5 minutes, okay? She told you she had to do my makeup, okay? And by the way, don't get in the way of a supermodel and her makeup, Ramona. That's not going to end well for you.
And Ramona's like, then she should have left. And she goes, she could not leave until she got her money from you. And she goes, then show me the bill. Show me the bill, okay? And so Ramona's like, you know what? I'm not letting her do my makeup again. Okay, there. And she goes, you should have just said you needed to do Cynthia's makeup. She goes, I did, which of course is a total lie. And so Cynthia's like, well, this girl is delusional and apparently has a memory problem and I just don't have the energy. So Kenya is like, well, if I'm $100, if I cost $100, give me $100. Why do you need to see a bill? Like, you know how much glam costs.
It's not like you go to like the barber and you have to like receive an invoice, you know? And Kyle's like, but then Kyle goes, yeah, but at the same time, Melissa went without lashes and it can be done. I think it's more than just, I think there's more to the story. And Kenny's like, what do you think there's more to the story? She goes, no, I don't think it's the bill. I don't think it's the bill that's really bothering Cynthia. That's it.
Yeah, it's more than the makeup. And she's like, you know, Cynthia seems to get really upset really easily. And Kenya's like, if I could get my makeup done, I would be upset too. Yeah, I mean, I think Cynthia has a right to be upset.
Cynthia has 100% right to be upset. And Kyle'd be like, wow, she gets upset so easily. It's like, no, because she had made a plan and, you know, someone was inconsiderate of her time. And that, you know, yes, there is. It's not about the lashes. It's that someone was... like just did not care about Cynthia's time and did not care that Cynthia is a model and wants to look as good as possible on camera.
Ramona's fucking rude and wrong.
Period. Ramona's awful.
Yeah, she's and Ramona's just also rude and wrong.
And also Cynthia might also be legitimately upset that Ramona was kind of trying to like swindle this lady on the island. Ramona, who is so wealthy, and then is going to be like, oh, well, you came too late when this woman actually had texted her back with whatever accommodations. And that Ramona's going to be so cheap in that moment is incredibly vile.
Right. It really gross. And also, Cynthia wasn't late. She was the first one at dinner, which cracked me up. But the point is, it still should have been there. But this whole fight about who's late, Cynthia was still the first one at dinner. So then Luann is just like, you know... I'm still stuck on pushover. I'm just stewing. Pushover. And Kyle's like, oh my God. She goes, now listen, I love you, Teresa, but I just can't get pushover out of my mind. She goes,
you mean backbone? Is that what you mean when I said backbone? She goes,
oh, pushover, backbone, same thing.
Well, you know, that right there just shows that you're a pushover because I said backbone and you switched to backbone, so...
all right, enough of these semantics, okay?
Well, I was trying to stick up for you.
Well, I know you were, but you don't know me well enough to call me a pushover, say I don't have a backbone. For instance, are you aware that I have a new holiday song out? Yes, I do. Thank you very much. No autographs.
Teresa's like, all right, next time I'll keep my mouth shut.
And she's like, oh, I'm not, I'm just saying I can handle myself and my relationship with Ramona. It's just natural. It's normal, you know? She goes,
I don't like the way she talks about you.
She's like, well, I agree. And sometimes I let it go over my head.
But you're very sweet.
Because you know what? I'm in a really good space, and I don't let people like Ramona fucking mess with that. Now, please do not call me a pushover.
Why is Cynthia so upset?
It's me, Kyle.
Oh, right. Okay, carry on, Luann. Carry on.
So Teresa's like, well, I didn't know she was going to act that way. And I was like, well, slow it down. Like, her anger is misguided. And I think that, like, maybe she wants to, like, take it out on Ramona or she's taking it out on me. And here I'm trying to look after her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Also, we should mention, because we have been getting messages about it for, like, a week and a half. Berkeley, where Teresa went, is a trade school.
In Manhattan.
So there we go. We have been educated about Berkeley.
Yeah, almost as much as Teresa. So Kyle's like, I think everyone's just using Ramona and Luann to get out frustrations about other relationships. So Ramona goes, why do we always have to talk about me? I mean, can't we just talk about something else? I mean, are you that boring that we always have to talk about me? I mean, that's pretty sad. And Kenya's like, oh God, really? Like, really? Yeah. Kenya gets up to leave. And they're like, where are you going? And Teresa's like, yeah, you know what? When my parents was alive, no one was allowed to leave the table until dinner was done, Dad. He'd be like, sit back down. And then he'd shoot Fredo. Kidding. That's the godfather. That's the godfather.
And Kyle's like, what just happened? Is she coming back?
It's my prerogative. I'll do what I want to do. It's my prerogative.
Luann, this is not the moment for a Bobby Brown reprise.
I'll do what I want to do. I've got backbone, okay? Backbone.
So Kyle follows Kenya up to her room, and she's like, are you okay? And she's like, no, Ramona insulted the whole table. She said, are you all that boring? Okay. God, isn't there a reason enough? Ramona just sucks. I should just kick Ramona off the island.
Yeah, so now Ramona has like left and Kenya comes back. She's like, I want to apologize to everyone because I lost my cool, and even on my show I never lose my cool, which is one of the funniest lines of the entire night.
Okay. Yeah, okay, Kenya. And she's like, you know, Ramona's a lot, but I feel guilty about losing it. Because for me to lose it that way, you know, I just don't want to behave that way. That is not who I am. So let's have meatball dinner. So then at the table, Ramona's like, you know what, Cynthia? I'm sorry she showed up late. It's her fault, okay?
Well, I think that, and so Cynthia's like, well, I think you could have handled it differently, okay? And I wanted to bring it to your attention. You know what? Brought to my attention 10,000 times, okay? I was like, no, brought to your attention once. Stop, Ramona. You know what? You're making up bullshit, okay? You're making up bullshit. So, well, why would I want to make up bullshit? You know, you don't know this woman. I paid my bills, okay? I paid my bills.
And she was like, you know what? She was late, and I was doing meatballs with Teresa, which is also a lie. She did not help with anything. And she was like, I'm going to have a good time by the pool. Have fun, girls. You can disgust me and diss me all you want because I'm so over this conversation. Okay? Bye. You look petty, okay?
You can disgust me and diss me all you want. So then Ramona is like just talking to herself as she walks through the estate and being like, you know what? Like, I'm actually like... I actually have, you know, what's the credit score? It goes up to 800, and I've got like, what, like 780? Okay, I have no bulls. Okay, this is bullshit. And I said, go to Cynthia. Don't be late for Cynthia. And now Cynthia's blaming it on me. Oh my God.
And then she walks down the hallway with an anger squeal. She goes, Cynthia's blaming me? Just like does some seagulls, weird bird just squawk.
All descend. Yeah, all the seagulls in the island arrive. Squawk
down the hallway. So then back at the table, Kenya's oh yeah, like,
this
Teresa.
Is where Kenya's back. Sorry.
She's like, yeah. Teresa, I don't want to not support you, and that's why I came back. She's like, I mean, I don't care. You know, great. Fine. It's all right. Don't worry about it. She's like, but Ramona said you guys are boring, and she insulted everyone here.
And then Ramona's just like looking at herself in the mirror going, you know what? I look pretty good, okay? I look good in yellow. This might attract a lot of men. Maybe I can embrace my sexuality like Luann and have sex with 10 guys in 1 hour, okay?
Well, I think she's just delusional and maybe possibly insane.
Ramona's like, you know what? I like myself. You may not like me, but I like me, okay?
And Kenya's like, you know, even on my show, I can be angry, but I don't express myself in an angry way, except for the time I called Tanya the C word. I can curse you out so elegantly, and I will twirl on you, and I will walk away in the wind. But for you to be a stranger, an entitled, frail old lady, coming up to me saying crazy stuff, it's like, girl, do you need a nap? Do you need some Geritol? Do you need your dementia medication? Go get your Depends and everything else, and get yourself together, because clearly you're insane coming at me.
And they're all laughing. And Melissa goes, is that a read? And she goes, that is a read, Melissa. So then Ramona goes into the kitchen. And she's like, hello, kitchen. You know what? I need a read brief, okay? Because all those girls are going at me. I'm just here to relax, okay? And she's talking to this like little old man who's just sitting there kind of staring off into space. She goes, I don't want to be attacked. Do you like being attacked? And he's like, he just shrugs, like, what the fuck? And she's like, all right, you know what? Can I have a little red wine then? Just give me some red wine.
Stop flirting with me, old man. Stop, okay? I know I'm irresistible in this yellow dress. Just stop it already, okay?
Yeah, and that brings us to the end of Real Housewives Wild Girls Trip.
What a wild episode. There was so much going on. It took me like 2 hours at least to write all those notes because it was just... It was nonstop. It was so good.
Oh, my God. Fun episode, everybody. We will be back with episode 6 at the end of the week, so stay tuned for that. Thank you so much for being here. Go over to watchwhatcrappens.com for links to our Patreon, the on-demand videos, bonus episodes. Find us at Take a Seat on Monday nights over on the Green Room app by Spotify. And don't forget to get your live show tickets over at watchwhatcrappens.com.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels. Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible, edible Matthews sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Capsewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.